Our scripture reading schedule in that second portion, remember, takes us through the book of Psalms before returning to the New Testament. And we have before us this week Psalms 66 through 74. And there are Psalms of David given here. There are some of these Psalms without attribution. And at the beginning of Psalm 73, we have started Book 3 of the Psalter. And here we have Psalms attributed to Asaph. At the end of Psalm 72, it says that the prayers of David are ended. This is not talking about there being no more Psalms attributed to David in the Psalter. There are more in books 3 through 5. It's simply referring to that collection in Book 2. Here, there were an abundance of those, and that portion of the collection, Book 2, is ended. That's what that's referring to at the end of Psalm 72. And speaking of Psalm 72, it is rather distinct. We sang that psalm this morning. It is clearly and distinctly messianic, pointing to Christ and his reign through the prophetic imagery of the reign of Solomon. And so remember what we mentioned about having one eye on David, or in this case, the son of David, and that pointing us to great David's greater son, to Christ. Here we have an abundant example of that in Psalm 72. I wish to draw your attention this afternoon to the first two psalms in our schedule, Psalm 66 and 67. They have a common theme that overlaps to some extent, and that is the fullness of God's purpose in calling all nations to praise him, and that through the blessing that he brings to his people. Now, they approach that, Psalm 66 and 67, and in a little bit different ways, but they have that theme in common. And Psalm 66 is noteworthy in the movement of the psalm from the widest context of praise in all creation through the call for all nations, and then the focus upon God's witness in his people, and then the psalmist speaking in the first person, taking his place among the people in his worship. It's important to note, in the psalms, you'll find that is frequently the case. It turns right side up. The tendency that we have in evangelical approaches to piety, because in those evangelical approaches to piety, we tend to center worship and piety first and foremost on the individual. And then that individual may connect his worship to the corporate people of God and may see that as having a broader outreach. But we tend in modern evangelical thinking to focus the attention upon the individual. The psalmist consistently reverses that and says, I find my place of personal piety and worship in the midst of God's people. From that context springs forth my personal praise, my personal worship, my growth in grace. And that's an important context to see the psalmist emphasizing. You see that on display as a subtext, if you will, in Psalm 66. I wish to read in your hearing Psalm 67, and it is beautiful in a unique way. It offers up the desire to God for blessing in the words of the Aaronic benediction, the benediction given to Aaron, the familiar one of God's face shining upon his people and blessing them with his presence. It takes that up in a request to God in song and then describes two important outcomes and appeals to God for those outcomes. What is God's purpose in blessing his people? Well, the psalmist here gives two key purposes in the blessing of God upon his people. And the order of those is important. The first in priority is that God's kingdom and His praise should spread to all the earth. That all nations should be brought to their proper place of submission and wholehearted worship to God as God blesses His people spiritually. That should so witness and testify of the reality of God and His gospel blessing that it stands as a signal cry to all the nations. Here is where life may be found. Here is your place. Come worship and praise. And there is a second, almost footnoted, appeal as to the purpose of the blessing of God upon His people. And it's found in verse 6. He cries out again. The psalmist says in verse 5, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you." That's that first purpose. And then in that being achieved by the blessing of God on His people, there's another blessing that's manifest. "Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us." The spread of natural prosperity. God frequently accompanies this with the spread of His rule and reign. Even atheistic authors have noted that where, and the author I have in mind is Tom Holland, that where Christianity's spread has been free and full, there has been a remarkable turn of cultures towards the prospering of mankind. And he is an atheist who noticed this, but he points out the things brought to societies by the commitments of Christianity are simply flourishing for mankind. He simply admits it. And you know what? It's not a surprise. Welcome to the show, fella. It says it right here. That when God blesses His people, then the nations are brought in. And there's another blessing that follows. A natural provision of God for the flourishing in those natural ways. A kind of natural prosperity arises in God's ordinary providence in blessing in this way. And so we should beseech God as we receive His benediction. Each Lord's Day, we should carry that home with us, as it were, in our hearts, praying that God would indeed bring that blessing to bear in our lives as His people, so that it would reach out and call all peoples to God, and then bring about that natural flourishing in the rule and reign of Christ. With these things in mind, let's stand together and hear Psalm 67. Psalm 67, this is God's very word, holy, infallible, inerrant in all its parts. Let us hear and heed. To the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us. Selah. That Your way may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for You shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated.